Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all having a great day. I'm so happy to be here today, in part because I've got a fellow Durhamite. I'm living in Durham, North Carolina, and Intuitive with me today, who's going to be talking with us in just a moment. This is today a call-in show, so if you'd like to call, I'm going to be here along with my guest, Diane Brandon, and we'd be happy to kind of tune in and see whatever we get for any of your questions or concerns. The number here to call in is 800-930-2819. Diane Brandon is the author of Intuition for Beginners, and we're going to talk about that book in a moment. Let me tell you a little bit, though, about Diane. Diane's work is expressed in different ways. She's an integrative intuitive counselor, a teacher, author, radio host, and speaker. As an integrative intuitive counselor, she does profound facilitating and healing work and specializes in personal growth, spiritual growth, dream interpretation, life path, meditation, regression, personal empowerment, and the power in your true self work. Diane does deep inner work beginning with reading a client's essence, who one really is on the inside, as well as doing customized healing meditations and regression. Her work is entirely focused on personal growth and life improvement. In addition to being a professional intuitive, she's also an expert on intuition and teacher of intuition, dreams, and other abilities. She has taught intuition development extensively in classes, workshops, seminars, continuing ed at both Duke University and the University of Memphis. In addition to teaching it in corporate seminars, she's researched it as a phenomenon as a result of her burning need to understand what it is, and as a result, has created a conceptual framework for it. She has never had anyone not able to find at least some of their intuitive ability when she's taught. She's the author, like I said, of Intuition for Beginners, and her first book was Invisible Blueprints. Born and raised in New Orleans, she has an undergraduate degree from Duke University in French, and she's also done master's work in radio, television, motion pictures at the University of North Carolina. So, Diane Brandon, how are you today?
I am fine, Sherry. Thank you for having me on. It's delightful to speak with you.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're here with us today. When was your book, Intuition for Beginners? I know Llewellyn is your publisher. When was that put out?
Well, it was supposed to, the official publication date was April 8th, just almost 2 months ago, but it actually came out early in March, so it hasn't been out that long. And I have to thank you, too, for writing the endorsement, you know, that wonderful endorsement for it.
Well, I was really happy to do that. It's a great book, you know, and I think one of the reasons I really like the book is that, you know, we kind of jump in right away into psychic energy, psychic phenomenon, intuition, and it's really good to have kind of a real base understanding of what that is. You know, sometimes we really need to kind of go back, look at the building blocks, and have a sense of, you know, what is this all about? So with that said, what is everyone intuitive?
Oh, I think everybody is definitely intuitive. I think there would be very, very rare exceptions, Sherry. I think the problem is that a lot of people don't realize that they are. It's just lying there dormant, you know, within them. But yes, and I'm sure you found the same thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, mm-hmm. we have such a preconceived idea, I think, of what intuition is, that we kind of, even when we're being completely intuitive, we kind of don't pick up on that and would think of it as just kind of random thoughts or something kind of in our head that we're just thinking, and we don't always understand kind of what is intuition and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a caller. Brian, who's on the line with us right now?
Well, the first call is going to be from New York. Here's Catherine. Welcome to Intuit University.
Hello, hi, Catherine.
There.
How are you today?
Hi. I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, happy to do it. What's on your mind today?
Well, I don't know if you have any thoughts on this, but I've been trying to break back into the job market, and I've pretty much exhausted all avenues and strategies, and I'm stuck. So,
All right. So let's take a look at that. All right. Let me just see. And I think, you know, Diane is here too, so we'll both give a little bit of our input on this. Okay. What I'm seeing, first of all, Catherine, for you is that I feel like there's been a little bit of stall in some ways. For one, I feel like there's been some other parts of your life and some other things that you've been kind of having to focus on. But the other really strong vibe I get with you is that it's so important right now to really know what you're wanting to kind of express and do in the world. You know, your spirit, your soul, so much wants to be part of this next kind of adventure and phase for you in the world with working. So please make sure that you kind of really listen within to what really feels right and let synchronicity guide you, because this is kind of part of the soul plan for you right now, is to kind of be in the world in this different kind of way. With that said, I can tell you that I feel like, all right, this is like the end of May. I feel like I actually feel that there's going to be a few different jobs that you're going to be, I feel over the next year, maybe even year and a half, I'm seeing three different jobs for you. And I'm feeling that it's one of those things that you're going to get into something, I feel, as soon as into mid-June. And it's not that it's going to be horrific or disastrous or anything like that. I feel like it's just a progressive kind of energy you're in right now, where you're going to learn something from this, you're going to participate, but that's going to open the doors to something else, and you're going to move into another kind of occupation or work in that way. How about Diane, what are you, any thoughts that you have with Catherine?
Yes, it's interesting, Sherry. I agree with what you said. What I'm also picking up on, Catherine, is that you may be out there doing some job hunting in a fairly conventional manner or for fairly conventional positions. What I'm getting is that it's important for you to think out of the box. I'm getting that there may be one or two things that you really love that you had not considered trying to do for money. And I'm getting that you may have to find like a regular or conventional part-time job while you focus on these other things. And I'm getting that it could be one or two things. Is that ringing any bells for you, Catherine? Something you've had a passion for, whether it's crafts or cooking or animals?
You know, I keep getting animals, by the way, but go ahead, Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, I was going to say earlier, I just keep seeing you. Like you've not let yourself do it, but I keep feeling so strong with animals for you, too.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And something at home, too, whether that's crafts or cooking, but both those things were coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, this
is
really
time. Yeah, my problem is I have way too many interests.
Yeah, you really do. And that's why, but you know what, Catherine? Part of the reason why that happens is because we're meant to have a lot of interests.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying is don't pin yourself down right now to saying, I've got to be working at this job for this amount of time. I agree completely with Diane. This is kind of out of the box. experiencing yourself in the world in different ways. And it's okay if you do different things. You don't have to stick to one thing. You're meant to kind of have variety right now.
Okay. And I'm also getting, Catherine, that you may have been beating yourself up a little bit or feeling frustrated with the job search thus far. But I'm getting you have wonderful energy. You have beautiful qualities. And a lot of times we do this. We tend to take for granted the way we are or what our interests are, and we just don't think that they're that valuable. But I'm getting that's your currency, so to speak, those things that you love. And I'm getting that you can be very successful at it.
You know what? I'm going to have to, unfortunately, we're going to have to go to a break right now. Catherine, best wishes. I feel go with who you are because you're going to be successful. And if it's frustrating, then just say, what do I really want? And just believe it because that's what's going to happen. You're listening to Intuit University, and we'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard. I'm being joined today with Diane Brandon, who is the author of Intuition for Beginners. She's a Llewellyan author, as am I, and my books from Llewellyan are Discover Your Psychic Type and Love and Intuition. You can find out more about Diane Brandon at www.diane.com. DianeBrandon.com, and you can find out more about me on www.sherrydiller.com. And please go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, and I'm sure Diane probably has the same on hers. We're talking about the book, we're talking about intuition, and we're taking calls today, and we have a few callers waiting to break into this fabulous show today. So, who do you have for me, Brian?
Well, I have Raul from Seattle, Washington. Welcome to Intuit University, Raul. You're on the air with Sherry.
Hello, Raul.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Hello.
Today,
so nice to talk to you again.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I have so many questions, but I'm going to try to narrow it down for you, ladies.
I'm getting a little bit of echo. I'm having a little hard time. Hopefully, though, this will go away in a moment. So tell me your burning question, Brian. What would you really like us to focus on?
Yeah, I've been told that I'm intuitive.
Uh-huh.
And also, but I'm having a hard time with a soul and personality conflict.
Another person?
No, soul and personality.
Oh, okay. Soul and personality. Kind of like your soul and your personality conflict?
Right.
Huh.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, that really does. I love the question, actually. Mm-hmm. What, you want to start off with that, Diane?
Sure, sure. Can you say a little more about the conflict itself, Raul?
Well, I feel like, you know, basically it's a problem between the old and the new.
All right.
I don't know where I'm going. I know that I'm going somewhere great, but it's that part that I want to trust, but I'm not sure exactly. And at the moment, it's very uncomfortable.
Ah, sounds like you're in the middle of a transition period, and those can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. When you first said a conflict between the soul and the personality, I immediately thought of our soul essence versus our personality, you know, in the present lifetime. And there can often be a conflict between those two, because obviously our soul or our higher self has much more awareness and lacks the personal stuff that we do.
You know, I'm just getting this so strong, Raul. What I'm getting is that there's a past life of yours that where you were very much a spiritual teacher in some way and a real meditator and very kind of not isolated, but I keep seeing that you were so intent on spiritual growth that you kind of went off on your own and did a very strong lifetime of a spiritual journey that was very authentic, very meditative. And what I keep getting is that, and this is such a strong message I get for you, is that you have to let go in this life of how your spirituality is going to be expressed through your personality. What I keep getting is that you have such an authentic, clear sense of who you are in the spiritual realm. And a lot of that's because of that past life where it was a very pure spiritual life of yours, that there's some resistance right now because you don't feel like your personality is befitting almost of this incredible spiritual energy you have, like your lifestyle, like it's not pure enough. I mean, this is obviously unconscious on your part, but the message I get so strong for you is that there's a plan for you in your life right now today in exactly the circumstances you are to express and bring in and surrender to this higher spiritual energy that you have. That, my dear, you have already mastered. And all you need to do is trust that you're in the right place at the right time and let go a little bit more and look for synchronicities, because you have such a powerful spiritual energy. And if you don't release yourself and surrender to that more and more on a daily basis, you're setting up a bit of a real block and incongruency between your purpose here, because your purpose here really is about you've already attained a very high spiritual state. Your purpose in this life is about letting it be expressed in the here and now in ways that may seem to you, I don't know how to put it, but you know, sometimes we live very spiritual lives, but it doesn't look that way, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so it's to trust right now that however your life looks, it's the perfect container for your spiritual energy to emerge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is keep asking for that. Just keep asking and expressing whatever it is every day, and kind of like trusting your intuition in this.
And I'm getting mm-hmm. additional things. In addition to that, Sherry, that one thing I'm getting, Raul, is to allow yourself to trust yourself, irrespective of feedback that you're getting from people
Absolutely.
Around you.
Yeah.
I get that that may be really contributing to some of what you're going through. You have strong visioning abilities, and that just keeps coming in so strongly. Allow yourself to trust yourself. And sometimes, too, as we shift and evolve, the people we're around that we're close to also start shifting or changing, or we attract new people.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they drop away new people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to have a word in regards to the condition of my heart if I've done enough healing?
If you've done enough healing for what? For
yes.
just in general
yes.
to go forward?
In my heart.
You know, I really feel like you have. I really feel like there's always more to do. We always all have more to do. Mm-hmm. But in terms of your readiness to express, you don't have to be perfect. That's the point. You know, that's the message they keep wanting you to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be perfect. You are perfect.
Okay.
You know, we're all on a journey of healing, and there's always stuff to keep healing. But that should don't let that prevent your spirit and what you really know is your truth to be expressed. And please write
Beautiful.
Some, too. Yeah, please
write.
Yeah,
we're works in progress.
Yeah, we're all works in progress. So best of wishes to you. Blessings to you, Raul. Please call the show again. I love talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Thank
ladies,
you.
Very much.
Have a good day. Okay,
bye-bye. Take care, Raul.
All right, we got a few minutes. We do have another caller. I think we're going to have to take her in the after the break because we're winding down. And I want to – we've got a few minutes. We've got like maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes. So, Diane, in that short little time segment we have right now, tell me – you know, I know Raul called with this great question. Tell me, though, in a practical way, how can intuition benefit us in our life?
It can benefit us in so many different ways, Sherry. Obviously, it gives us insight. It can help us make decisions. It can help us to solve problems. It gives us a lot more resources to use in our lives. One thing I have found that surprises people is that if you're using your intuition, it can actually improve your relationships.
Oh, gosh. Love and Intuition is my book, my dear.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I wrote
yes.
the book.
Yes. When we have more insight into other people, it also, depending on how we use it, you know, I use a method I call tuning in.
Uh-huh.
It helps us to be more present in the moment. It helps us to be less, more centered and less reactive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it can have so many practical benefits, and not just in our personal lives. It can help us at work, too. There are workplace benefits that you can get out of using intuition.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I see this in my clients. I see the clients who listen to their intuition and really, you know, it's funny. I've had several calls, several clients I've been working with who are actually calling, strangely enough, from Australia. I'm not sure how they've gotten my name. and they're all involved in day trading and some stock market kinds of things. And I tell you what, these guys, these men I've been working with in Australia are driven to understand their intuition and to use it in like exactly in that way for work and business. And I also see that with people in sales too. People that do well in sales are also very intuitive, but I think almost in every business, you know, because you can use it for sales, and that's a people business, but you can also use it, you know, in any kind of counseling or
oh,
anything
yes.
that has to do in medical, too. I think it's incredibly, you know, even with diagnosing, I think that there's a part of that that kind of just you letting your intuition guide you and following through with that. I think
I totally agree. I mean, and in corporate business, I mean, it can be used in HR. It can be used for teamwork to reduce conflict, for R&D, for purchasing. Yes, definitely for sales. It's interesting. And you know, Sherry, that many men in business have used their intuition. They may call it a hunch or an instinct, but it's the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, I have a friend who does the he does a lot of the investing for Duke University and for other bigger universities. He's like the big, you know, he makes the final decisions about how much and when and where and all that. And he says that his kind of secret to it is really emotional intuition. It's and you would think it'd be the opposite, purely, you know, logical thinking. But he kind of just has that kind of sense of the emotional climate of the world and can and kind of understands that people basically make a lot of these decisions based on emotions. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
And that's a very smart way of looking at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, really smart way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to take a break in a moment. This is Sherry Dillard, and this is Intuit University. We're talking today to Diane Brandon. We are taking calls, and feel free to give us a call. We're going to come back. We're going to take a call. Christine's been waiting on the line, 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. You're listening to Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard, and I'm being joined today with the lovely Diane Brandon, author of Intuition for Beginners. We're taking calls, 800-930-2819, and we're talking about her new book, Intuition for Beginners. We've got some questions we're going to get into about this. I'd like to ask Diane and kind of have some discussion about intuition. Before we do that, though, Brian, I think we have someone very patiently waiting on the line.
We surely do. Christine from California, come on in. You're live on the air with Sherry.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for waiting. And you having a good day, I hope?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, like, when I called in today, it's just, you guys started talking about intuition, and then the question I had is actually related to that one.
Oh, great, good. Love it. What's your question?
Well, I just started my spiritual journey in January,
uh-huh.
and I'm still having a hard time, like, trying to connect to my higher self or spirit, guys, just I mean, I keep asking them to give me signs, you know, because people get signs like feathers or whatever, but
right.
I guess half of me still wonder how can like spirits out there put the feathers for people to see and whatever. So I guess my logical mind is trying to, you know, I need some validation that they're real, that I'm not just
right.
like, just, like
yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's kind of a good question because, you know, it's a transformation of awareness of reality whenever we kind of begin that spiritual journey. And certainly with intuition, you know, there's a part of it that takes that kind of leap into that unknown. And then there's that part of us that needs to be satisfied too, you know, that there's a part of us that kind of needs to have some kind of a sense of, really, is this true? How do these things happen? You know, the funny thing is I was giving readings for quite a while, and I was, this is a weird thing because, you know, at the time I was doing this, it was at the beginning of my career, and I wasn't, I was doing kind of like a sliding scale, and I wasn't charging much of anything. I did a lot of free readings because there was a part of me that thought, you know what, I can't possibly know these things. And the only reason I really pursued it was because people kept telling me I was right and they wanted readings. Part of me, I would get this stuff and I think, oh, you got to be kidding. You made that one up really good. I was like, you know, this can't be real. But over time, there was so much validation just from what people told me and kind of, you know, would come back and say, you know, you said this and that happened and you said that. No, yeah. You was just, so that I began more and more to kind of have that sense of trust myself. Have you been receiving, Christine? Have you been receiving feathers?
No. That's what I keep asking my spirit. Like when I go meditation, like I ask, like, can you give me any signs, like validation or whatever it is? But I'm not getting any signs, so I'm not sure if I'm just making it up. You know, like I need my validation so that I'm not just doing this meditation for like I'm not just imagining my spirit guides. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you know, Christine. Sometimes our confirmation can be really subtle, and sometimes even our intuition can be really subtle. It works differently for everybody. So even though some people may be getting feathers, for example, as confirmation, that doesn't mean we will all get feathers. I think it's wonderful that you're meditating, and I'm getting that, you know, as you mentioned, you know, you are opening up now. And if you can, in your meditative state, try to be in a state that is almost pure, where your mind is a blank slate, and see what comes to you. Because you could be somebody for whom it's going to be subtle. Does that make sense?
At least for a while. You know, and that's the thing, too, is that sometimes what happens – are you familiar with the term chakra? Christine?
Yeah.
Okay, what happens sometimes is meditation takes place in the higher chakras, and when we begin our journey, our spiritual journey, we're the influx of energy that we're bringing in is in the higher mind. It's in the higher chakras, 6th, 7th chakra. And then a lot of times what happens is you'll get more synchronicities like feathers, coins, birds, all different kinds of phenomena as that energy kind of starts to move down into the lower chakras. Sometimes it just takes a little while basically for present reality around you to kind of respond to this energy that you're bringing in. I feel very strongly that you've got a male guide that's working with you with meditation. And one of the things, I don't know if you're doing this now, but if you're not, I would suggest you work with different color stones or crystals too. I keep feeling like that's going to amplify this energy for you a little bit. And that's going to kind of move this energy a little bit more into the lower chakras to kind of help to open up that energy so that, you know, what happens when we see feathers and other phenomena in the physical world, what's happening is that the divine energy within us, the spiritual energy that we're now kind of connecting with and bringing in, is kind of moving through us and expressing itself in the physical world. And it's kind of like what we see has so much to do with where we're at in that way. But I agree with Diane, you know, you're going to be surprised is what I keep hearing too, is that sometimes, you know, it's like when a woman wants to get pregnant and they want it so bad they don't get it. Once you kind of say, okay, fine, do it your way. I'll just kind of keep meditating. You're going to get a nice big synchronistic surprise, I feel.
I would agree. And I would also say, along the lines of crystals, allow yourself to, Christine, to do some grounding exercises.
Yeah, that's true, right.
Because I'm getting that will really, really help. And the other thing, too, and Sherry touched upon this, is do not give up. Do not give up, because sometimes it can take a while. And sometimes, as Sherry said, when we go, okay, I surrender, that's when things will happen.
So, Diane, real quick, for Christine and maybe other people that are listening, do you have a grounding exercise, a quick one that you could share?
Well, this is just a real simple one that I think many people do, and that is basically to close your eyes and take some deep breaths. If you're doing this on either the ground floor or outside, it would be very helpful. If you can be in bare feet, that would be helpful. And allow yourself to close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and just feel your feet on the ground. And then imagine that the energy from deep within the earth is coming up and moving into your feet. And then feel it gradually move up your body until it gets to about the midsection. And then anchor it there. And you might even as you're doing this, allow yourself to feel the energy. What does it feel like? What color is it? What's the quality of the energy? And almost as if your feet become leaden, heavy, and almost as if they are, your feet are growing roots into the ground. And I mean, that's a very basic way of doing it, but I find it helpful.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good one. And, you know, because that's what I feel with you too, Christine. So much of your energy right now is in the higher chakras, and moving it down in that way, or moving it up maybe from the earth, I do feel like you're going to have better success with feeling the kind of confirmations that you desire. And I have to tell you this real quick, and then we're going to go to a break, is that, Christine, what I have found with people is that people of kind of higher spiritual aptitude, believe it or not, don't get as many signs in the way. No, it's really true.
It's true.
It's really true. And in part, and I've wondered so much about that, and in part that's because sometimes things are put on our path like feathers or whatever it may be to encourage us along the spiritual path to get our attention. And once we get our attention focused on that, a lot of times the signs like that go away in order for us to really focus within on what the work is within.
Yeah.
You know? And that's actually, like I said, a higher spiritual aptitude that tends to happen. Thank you so much for talking. I'm talking. Diane's talking. Thank you so much, Christine, for calling. We're going to have to go to a break. You're listening to Intuit University. And when we come back, going to let Diane talk a little bit more about her book, a little bit more about intuition. If you're listening and you have a question about intuition, if you just feel like, you know, this is a question I should know the answer to, why has no one answered this about it, please give us a call. And I'm sure so many people out there would appreciate the question. It's 800-930-2819, and we will be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConcentratePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard. I'm being joined today by the author of Intuition for Beginners, Diane Brandon. I do want to mention that if anybody listening is in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area or would like to come to Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, or will be here on Friday, May 31st, which is next Friday, I'm going to be presenting a two-hour program about intuition and happiness. It's a fundraiser for the Kadapa Center in Raleigh, and I'd love to have you. It's a $12 admission for 2 hours. We're going to have fun, talk about intuition and happiness, and do some exercises. So please feel free. It's going to be at the Universal Unitarian Fellowship in Raleigh. Diane's book, Intuition and Happiness, is published by Llewellyn, which is also my publisher. And I'm sure, let's see, like all books, you can get that at Amazon. You can also get that book at Llewellyn on their website. And it's always a kind of a, their website can be a lot of fun. They have a lot to offer on it. All right, Diane. Intuition for beginners. Can everybody develop intuition? What about people who say, oh, I'm not intuitive? Can they develop it?
Of course they can. The first thing they have to do, Sherry, and you know this, is they have to actually have a little more open mind and approach it, you know, with an open mind. But, you know, I've never in any of my classes or workshops had anybody not be able to get information. I think one popular misconception is that if you're intuitive, you know you're intuitive, or you have to just wait for information to come to you. And that's not true. You can learn how to, the way I call it, is tune in or receive intuitive information on demand. Everybody can learn how to do that.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
And I love teaching it. I love seeing people's faces light up as they get information and they're surprised.
I tell you what, it's one of the most rewarding parts of being an intuitive is really when you do a class. I have the same experience, and people who come in, and you know, when they first come in, they're like, "Oh gosh, I don't gonna get anything. I'm gonna be made a fool of myself. Mm-hmm. What am I doing here?" And then, as soon as, like, you probably have the experience, like the very first exercise, the whole room lights up. People start to like, "Oh, I got that." Oh, you know, it's just such a great feeling to see people open up in that way.
Oh, yes, and they learn so much from what other people are experiencing. This is why I really build discussion into my classes and workshops, and I'll share with you, and I'm sure you know her, Tomiko mm-hmm. Smith,
right.
Had these mastermind groups years ago. I think it was the late 80s, and I was in her second group, and we discussed all sorts of metaphysical topics, and one day she had us do an intuitive exercise, and it was like a variation on remote viewing, and there was an object that was in another room, and we were supposed to get information on it. And I got the sense of a butterfly. Well, they brought the object out, and it was a business card with a butterfly on it.
Mm.
I poo-pooed it. I thought it was a fluke.
Oh, did you really?
This was before I really developed my intuition and started working with it. So I think a lot of people do that, even if they get information that's confirmed, they may poo-poo it or just think it was, you know, something
right.
that's not really valid. So it really takes, I think, a lot of different steps to actually accept that we can be intuitive and start to know how to work with it. That's a lot of what I cover in the book, because the book is
really?
Yeah, it's kind of an A to Z or a soup to nuts. Mm-hmm. On intuition, because I get into what intuition is and misconceptions about it, to get people to enlarge their sense of what it is, because it comes in so many different ways and it expresses itself so differently from one person to the next. And then I have all the exercises. But I found that if people don't understand all the many different ways that intuition can present itself, they may not recognize their own.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, Discover Your Psychic Type, is that we think of intuition as, a lot of people believe that, you know, an intuitive kind of walks around being able to know things and see things, you know.
All the time.
See things is the big one. Well, what do you, you know, and as you know, because you've been in this business so long, that people intuit in all different kinds of ways. You know, it's as individual as we are. And it's kind of like, I tell people that if we were all sitting in the same room and looking out the window, and I said, describe what's outside the window, what you see, I'd probably get a whole bunch of different answers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we're all looking at the same scene out the window, but we may be focusing on something different, and we may see something someone else doesn't. It doesn't mean that anyone in the room is more right than anybody else about what they're seeing. It's just that, you know, we're individuals, and the way that we intuit and is similar. We intuit different energy just based on pretty much a lot of it is who we are, too.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Sherry, that when I started working with my intuition, it came completely out of left field. It was not part of my self-image that I was intuitive. And
oh, really?
I thought, oh, no, not at all. I mean, I've been spiritually aware since birth, but when it came to intuition or ESP, no, that was other people.
Really?
So, yes, and so I thought that if you were intuitive, you know, you had things just strike you out of the blue and they were unmistakable.
Right.
And mine doesn't work that way. Mine
right.
is very subtle. I sometimes get images, but often mine is a sense or an impression, or it's kinesthetic. I feel something. I don't see people's auras. I sense them or
right.
feel them.
Yeah.
You know, so it took me a while to go, okay, I guess I am intuitive, which is why I love teaching other people
right.
and turning them on to it, because it's you know, the different varieties that it can express itself in from person to person is just amazing to me. It's amazing.
Well, Diane, what got you interested then in developing your intuition?
Well, actually, I started doing it, you know, as a part-time job. Now, I will admit, back in grad school, I had gotten, you know, tarot cards and I Ching.
Uh-huh, right.
But, you know, I've always, you know, you do your spread on tarot cards, and I'd look up, you know, the meanings. But I do remember back then, it was what would go through my mind as I was reading the meanings. And so, you know, I had that exposure to it, but still, you know, I just didn't think, based upon what I was hearing in the popular culture, that being psychic was about. That was not me. And so it's opened up a whole new world. And one of the benefits I think a lot of people don't realize, Sherry, is when you get into your inner knowing and when you develop your intuition, it's very empowering. And
it
when we
really
talk
is.
About when we talk about spirituality, that's how you connect with the divine, is by going within.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
absolutely true.
It has huge benefits in our lives. I just you know, I can't say enough good about it.
Well, you know, and that's in part, you know, that kind of that program I'm going to be putting on next Friday. They wanted the Kadapa Center wanted me to talk about intuition and happiness. And, you know, the funny thing is I've been in this work professionally pretty much my whole life.
Wow.
I've done this. Yeah, I mean, I was one of those people that actually had absolutely no interest in developing my intuition, being intuitive, being psychic. And it kind of, you know, I was the kind of person that I couldn't – it just – I was seeing the visions. I was kind of seeing the future. But, you know – what I was going to talk about, though, is that the Kadapa Center wanted me to talk about intuition and happiness. And as long as I've been doing this work, I'm embarrassed to say, I mean, I've always thought of it as bringing happiness to me and contentment and peace, because it really has. But I hadn't really looked at it so much as those two connected and the benefits of that. And as I'm putting this together, like you said, it's just a way to really kind of know who we are, too.
Oh, yes.
You know, and as we know that part of ourselves, when we know that we are spirit, that we're so much more than the mind, simply the finite mind, simply the body, then we really, it brings us happiness to know that's that joy within us, our authentic self.
Oh, yes.
I'm running long here as I normally do. Please check this book out, Intuition for Beginners. This has been a delightful, wonderful show with Diane Brandon. You can find Diane at www.dianebrandon.com. Please check her out. Check me out, and I will look forward to talking to you all, sharing with you next week. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you, Sherry.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness.
Takedown our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.